You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joining the show is Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. Today, John is also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball, with Cody Decker and Tony Gwynn Jr. covering all of MLB. And he does great work at the New York Post and on the MLB Network. And John joins us now, as all guests do, on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
I got to tell you, we were amazed at both the last two games in the World Baseball Classic, and certainly the title game where it's Ohtani against Trout, the last out of the game, two outs, full count, the whole bit. It was just a great moment for the game.
Absolutely, and yeah, I mean, arguably the two best players in the world. I would say they are the two best. I guess someone could make a case for Aaron Judge, but two teammates, Ohtani, going to make a case for one of the greatest players of all time. I think Trout's probably already in that category, and just incredible pitch on 3-2. Slider all the way across the plate probably was a ball in the end, but the guy's just an amazing talent. I mean, even that batting practice I watched yesterday, it was unbelievable. I'm at Marlins Park a lot. I've never seen balls hit like this. They were all the way to the back wall. Incredible. It was like golf balls. Watching someone hit five irons, and the ball just disappeared. Incredible. Great moment for baseball. WBC worked out great, and just the perfect ending to it.
John, in terms of the stakes, the drama, the atmosphere with the fans and the interest worldwide, you've covered everything. How does what you covered last night compare to other events?
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, it was great. And, the WBC started as kind of like a niche tournament in 2006, and, only a few of us were covering it. Now when they have 2,000 media or something like that, and I think if the game wasn't on at 8:20 a.m. in Japan, I think if it had been on later in Japan, maybe would have set a record for the most watched baseball game ever. Someone told me 1980 World Series Game 6 was, I think, number one. Certainly that Cubs Game 7 where they broke the 108-year jinx was up there. But, I mean, this was in that category. Greatest game I ever saw, still in person, 1991, Game 7. Smoltz, who was there last night as the announcer, versus Morris. That game, World Series Game 7, I'd still rank that number one, but this is up there.
So we were talking about just the difficulty of getting pitching to commit given the time in the season when they hold this event. And obviously, when you look at Japan, they did not lose a game, and they dominated with their pitching as much as anything throughout the tournament. They didn't put up massive scores, but, man, they pitched well, and they led the tournament in ERA and WHIP and opponents' batting average. They also struck out 80 and had 11 walks in 7 games. That is pretty incredible.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah, I mean, they were the best team. I think they were the favorite going in. I would say there are four great, great starters going in this tournament. Six great starters, and they had four of them. You know, Sasaki, certainly, and Yamamoto with Darvish and Ohtani. Of course, Ohtani closed last night, so he could do anything he wants. But those four, plus Urias and Alcantara, really, six aces, six of the best pitchers in the world were in this tournament, four of them, four Team Japan. I mean, some of it is the way MLB does things, but, I mean, Darvish, Urias, and Alcantara are MLB pitchers, and they pitched. It's just the kind of the mindset of the American players and the fact that they want to be cautious and be ready for the season and not take any chances. I mean, we did see what happened with Diaz. There is a little bit extra of an injury risk over this compared to spring training, perhaps. Although guys do get hurt in spring training, guys get hurt doing anything. But I think it's more of the mindset. We did not have Cole. We did not have DeGrom. We did not have Scherzer, Verlander, Cease, Fried, Burns, Bieber. I mean, you can go up and down that list. Our top 12 pitchers were not there. Our ace was Adam Wainwright, who's got huge heart and got it up to 89 with the adrenaline. I mean, when he got to spring training, he was throwing 84. But, I mean, at this moment, we really did not have a great pitching staff. Someone who was a former WBC player said it was our weakest pitching staff ever at WBC. I'm not sure about that, but, I mean, and give credit to all the guys who were willing to do it and pitch for our country. But, you know, I'm not sure there's anything that can be done about it because I think it's about the mindset because there were MLB pitchers in this tournament, just not for the United States.
John, let's talk about Mark DeRosa for a moment. So total provincial thought. I was ticked off when he pinch hit for Tim Anderson, but I don't want that to color my entire perception and evaluation of the job that he did because I thought Tim Anderson, let him bat, you know, get on base, whatever the case. So Mark DeRosa, terrific broadcaster. Did he have a good WBC? And do you think that the experience will spark his interest in becoming a manager if one job opens at the end of this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a couple of jobs that he would be interested in doing. You know, if I were to guess, you know, at some point, you know, maybe the Padres or the Cubs, you know, some particular team. He is a pretty good gig in MLB Network. He's a star of that show, which is an excellent and, you know, one of our most, if not our most popular show, the Central, MLB Central. And, you know, it's an easier life. I think he saw that. He's told me before the game that he's deactivating out of social media after this one. I don't know if he was kidding or not, but I mean, you know, I think it's impossible to judge because, you know, he's told by the teams what pitchers he can use which day, how much they can use him. Once he gets someone warmed up, they have to come in the game. He obviously did not get a great pitching staff, whether it's the weakest, I don't know. But, you know, I don't think you can really judge in any way. I mean, other than the press conferences, which he was great at, obviously. But the managing is really not judgeable, I don't think. So we don't know. He certainly got a great personality, got a great way. I do think the team liked him. You know, I think he'd be great in the clubhouse, but in terms of strategy, don't know. I mean, maybe I'm a provincial New Yorker, but I thought McNeil made sense in that situation. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I don't think you can judge. I don't think you can judge at all. And I think it's hard for him to give up a gig like that he's got on TV. So, you know, he's got a family. You know, maybe once his two kids go off to college, maybe different. But at this point, I think it would be difficult for him to do it.
And McNeil did walk. I mean, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that it worked.
Right.
But I wasn't happy either.
McNeil, they're both great hitters. I mean, Anderson's got the best batting average of the last 5 years. McNeil won the batting title. It's a lefty-righty situation. I think it was a logical move. I know Chicago's not happy, but, you know, sorry about that.
Okay, John. So that was incredibly dramatic, and it was really fun. But the reality is now we're a week away, and, you know, there's going to be the new rules, and then there's talk about do you have to tweak them. Apparently the Players Association has heard from a lot of players, and – you know, it's kind of comical, the idea that what if I'm involved in a great defensive play at the end of an inning and then all of a sudden I got to lead off? Do I get an extra 5 seconds or 3 seconds? It just seems like everybody has sort of these little tweak-type concerns and nothing major. Does baseball have to throw a couple bones to the Players Association just to make sure that that everything goes according to Hoyle, or should they stick to their guns?
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Well, they can throw that one bone that you mentioned, because I did see a game where Mark Canha was chasing a ball into the corner, foul ball, threw it back into the stands. As it rolled onto the field, then he made a big play, and he's running to get to the bat, and he's huffing and puffing. Okay, on that one circumstance, the umpire can use some judgment. Other than that, absolutely not. I mean, I come from, obviously, my own standpoint is I need to make my deadlines. This is great for the deadlines. I'm sorry, I have to be selfish about it. I also think it's great for the fans. I don't think we're trimming the fat out of the game. So I don't think the fans will mind a 2.5-hour game instead of a 3-hour, or if it's a Red Sox-Yankee game, a 4-hour game. I think it's more action, better for the fans, better for me. I did hear a couple of the writers, I won't name them, who are taking up the cause of the players. They hear the complaints. I mean, I'm sorry. They're able to do it in the minor leagues. It's better for the game. It's better for all of us if we keep the 15 seconds. Do not tweak it. This is a home run for Major League Baseball, just as the WBC was. If you want to make that one exception where a guy's made a great play at the end of the last half inning and has to run in and quickly go to bat, give him an extra few seconds, that's fine. That won't affect anything except be a little more fair. But let's not change what is great. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Quickly, John, do you expect the popularity of the WBC to have any impact on attendance or TV ratings for Major League Baseball this season?
It might a little bit. I think so. People got excited about this, and the finish was perfect. I mean, it was like scripted, and I think it certainly drew a lot of attention. I mean, the Italy-Japan game got 48 million viewers. That's incredible. A quarterfinal game that's perceived to be going to be a rout, Italy versus Japan. This game had better timing. I think we would have set a record, or they would have set a record. And I think it's baseball's off to a great start. I mean, right now, for all the criticism that he gets, Rob Manfred can you know, be pretty excited about the way things are going in Major League Baseball.
John, we'll let you go just on the way out. So the obviously, you know, we heard that that Ohtani is the great unicorn and he'll make a ton of money, but the mighty Casey, in this case, Mike Trout, struck out. What, there's no joy in Mudville. How will these guys be perceived moving forward? Does that hurt in any way Trout's status as Mickey Mantle, and is Babe Ruth going to make even more money once he fits free agents?
I mean, yeah, he's going to – the record for free agents, $360 million by Judge. This guy's certainly going to – I think $500 million is the baseline right now for Ohtani. It's going to be incredible to see. Yeah, I don't think one strikeout against a guy throwing 100 with a slider should be really counted against Mike Trout. If you look at his numbers, they are Mickey Mantle-like,
yeah.
Other than the fact he hasn't been in World Series. You know, Mantle won, I think, 7 World Series, right, and hit 18 home runs in the World Series. Look at the regular season numbers, the speed, the fact he's a center fielder. You know, I guess Mantle's a switch hitter, but, I mean, they're fairly comparable on the stats. So, you know, I don't think one strikeout's going to do any harm to Trout, and Ohtani at this moment is the king of baseball. I don't think there's any question about that, and he will be the king of free agency.
Great stuff, John. Great catching up with you. Really looking forward to getting to the real stuff.
Thanks, John.